Hello, ladies, and welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the things that was a source of great amounts of fear and worry for me when I was going through the breakup. And it got my attention so much that during the experience, I started to ask myself that question a lot, and then because I was thinking about it and I was looking at it through the lens of the pain and the struggle and the suffering that I was going through, it didn't seem that there was some hope out of that place. I didn't seem to have a good answer to the question. Now I know better. So now I know that there are so many answers, and I'll do my best to give you what I got to understand and to know after going through that experience and after, you know, just emerging into the person that I am now today as a result of the growth and the learning and the big change that happened in my life after that experience. Yes. And so the question is, after a breakup or divorce, how do you find the courage to trust someone again? After a breakup or divorce, how do you find the courage to trust someone again? And that's big. Yes, that is a big topic. That's a big question. And the reason is because we usually in life, our minds and our bodies are doing their best to keep us away from pain. And anything that your body or your mind records as a source of previous pain, they both will do their best to keep you away from that thing or that experience at all costs. And therefore, when we have a breakup or a divorce, that is a source of huge amounts of pain. It's excruciating. And for some people, it's even life-threatening because we start to get depressed and then we start thinking about, you know, ending our lives. And so it's not pretty at all. And therefore, when we have such pain, the first thing our minds do is that they try to push us away from any possibility of having a relationship again in the future. Yes. And even if we do make the decision and then we start a relationship, as soon as things start to take to go serious, or, you know, they start to get to go deeper, or the relationship starts to evolve, then all of these fears and questions and insecurities start to pop up again, and then you start to move back from the relationship and from your partner, instead of moving forward and then, you know, growing and developing and working together, right? And so this could be a huge amount or a huge source of fear and insecurity, and it could be actually one of the most reasons why your future relationships will not work, because you didn't take the time to process and to reflect back and to learn as much as possible from the experience that did not work out, or the love relationship that did not work out, right? And so how you find the courage to trust someone again, the question here, the answer to that question, or the way to get yourself to be able to trust someone in a love relationship again, is actually counterintuitive, because you don't work on trusting a partner first. You start by working on yourself, yes, because usually trust, it does not start with trusting others. it starts with trusting ourselves, with trusting, trusting in the unknown, in the unfamiliar, right? And of course, it also, I found it, at least in my experience and to and through the books and the coaching and the programs that I've had after my breakup, it turns out that when you believe in a higher power, and you can call that higher power whatever you want, you can call it God, you can call it like intelligence, greater intelligence, your inner being, whatever you call it, belief in the idea that there's something greater and bigger than you that is with you at all times, it is you, it breathes through you, and that you are never left alone in this life. It somehow takes away from any feelings of weakness or victimization or being alone or being so little and minute in comparison to the greatness and the bigness of the problems that we face in our lives every day. And so that is something that I found through my own experience. It's helped me a lot. I've always believed in God. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just saying that, like, within us, we always believe that it's helpful to believe in a higher power, because that is one big source or one huge door for you to start trusting again. Of course, there is a process for that. And in future episodes, I'll do my best to guide you through the process. And of course, in the webinar that I've been telling you about, I guide you through the experience of how do you do that step by step. I'm going to tell you about the link and the dates of the webinar as well. And so that is one big source, or it's not a source, it's a way for you to renew that trust in yourself, in the unknown, in the future, in the unfamiliar. And when that level of trust starts to get so deep in you that it becomes visceral, that you don't question it anymore, yes, that you don't second guess it, you start to trust yourself. You start to trust people again. Yes, because your love relationship is with a person. Yes, and so you might as well start with trusting all people. Yes, because when you trust people, then there is a higher possibility for you that you're going to trust your partner in a love relationship. Yes, and so it all starts with doing the work on you first. Yes. So one big mistake that I found women do, like in general, and I used to do that all the time back then, is that I was waiting for the other person to make me, to make between two inverted commas, make me trust him. There is no such thing as someone makes you trust him. No. Yes. And here's why. Here is why. If you don't start by doing that work on yourself first, handling your own insecurities, your own doubts, your own fears, your own perceptions and records of past experiences that have ingrained or that have planted the emotion of fear and doubt and shame and self, you know, doubt in you. If you don't handle these things first, and you get to a place where you totally trust and accept yourself, you are by no means perfect, and you should not expect yourself to be, because there is no such thing as perfect, but you accept yourself and you trust yourself the way you are, understanding and knowing that life is a journey of learning and of expansion and of evolving, that whatever this present moment brings, you accept it and you are at peace with it. If you don't do that work first and you tend and you turn around to your partner and then you ask him to make you trust him, that is a waste of time, a waste of energy, and it's not going to happen, because no matter what that person does, it will not make you feel safe. It will not make you feel trust. It will not make you feel that you trust him, because you will always question his actions or behaviors or even words. You'll always question that. Why? Because you will view everything that he does or says through the lens of your own insecurities, through the lens of your own fear, of your own doubt. Yes, if he says I love you, and then believe me, I love you, I have no one in my life, I have no one else in my life except for you, and I am planning to spend the rest of my life with, then you start to have all kinds of lousy questions in your mind. Oh, really? Does he really love me? Okay. I'm not sure if I'm lovable. I'm not sure that I have what it takes for us to have a future together. You will start to have a long list of questions. Yes, that will bring the trust down. No matter what he does and what he says, he will never be able to convince you otherwise. Yes. And honestly, it's not his job to do so. It's not his job to do so. When you do the work on yourself first, all of this flows and happens with so much less energy and less time. Because if you trust yourself and if you trust the unknown and you have done the work to attend to your own fears and worries first, that you get yourself to a place where you are at peace and you are confident and you are accepting and you know and you trust that whatever life brings to you, it's going to be for your own good. Yes, and you start to work on yourself and you start to hold yourself in a good feeling place. Yes, then you would be able to be on the same level that he is at. So if he says something and he totally means it, then you would get it and you would believe him. Otherwise, you're going to sense that things are not going as you want them to go, yes, or as they are meant to go for you and his own good, and then you will just release him for you to move on to the relationship that you really want. And so again, it all comes back to you doing the work on yourself. It like whatever relationship that you're in, it's 100% on you. It's not 50 you and 50 the other person. It's 100% you. And then you show up to the relationship with the best that you have and the most, with the best that you are. Yes. And then you give it your all. If it doesn't work, then you have done everything that you possibly can. And then maybe it's time to just walk away. Yes. But until you do that, you can't just point fingers at your partner and then say, oh, like he doesn't make me trust him. There is no making. There is no coercion here. There is no forcing. Yes, nobody makes you feel anything except for whatever you want to feel. So if you do the work and you feel trust, it's going to expand into all areas of your life, and one of them, of course, is your love relationship. Yes, and so my invitation to you today is to ask yourself, do I trust myself? Ask yourself. And again, on our notebook, the one that we have been using since the beginning of this podcast, and please continue to do so. I can't tell you how much this helped me when I was going through the breakup. It helped me a lot because I keep going back to these notes, and then I do the work on myself like all the time. Yes, and also it's a good way for you to reflect back. So, like a few years from now, to 1 or 2 or a few years from now, then you go back and you say, "Oh my God, that's how I was feeling then back then." Like, holy smoke, I have come a long way. That's exactly how I feel actually today when I look back and read what I wrote before. Oh my God, I feel so much compassion and so much joy and appreciation for where I am in contrast to where I was. And at the same time, there is no regret or blame or saying, oh, I should have started earlier, or I should have known that. I should have known that better. Because I know that everything happens for the good. Yes. And so when I reflect back, I have nothing but appreciation for how I was feeling back then and how, oh my God, it's so different how I feel right now. And I feel that this huge amount of contrast is one of the big reasons why I have so much appreciation and enthusiasm right now. Because if I did not experience that level of pain, maybe I would have not been in so much appreciation to what I'm going through right now. And so, it's a good way for you to track your own evolution. Just on the notebook, write down, do I trust myself? And if you do trust yourself, write down the source of that trust. Write down the source of that trust. Why do you trust yourself? Do you trust in a higher power? Do you trust that you're always guided and that you're never alone? Like, what makes you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself because you've been through a lot and then every single time you know that you can find the answers and you find the way to go through this too? Like, why do you find yourself? And if you don't trust yourself, honestly, write down between 3 to 5, yes, 3 to 5, 3 to 5 things or ways through which you can renew that trust in yourself. What can you do to renew that trust in yourself? Yes. What can you do to renew that trust in yourself? Yes. Do you need to focus more on your successes? Do you need to look back at the experiences that worked out or the experiences that did not work out, and then you start learning or writing down what did you learn from these ones? Do you start yourself by taking time for yourself every single day and then working on your own energy, just allowing yourself to, have relaxation time where you get to a place where your body starts to let go of the fear? Because remember, emotions are actually physical. We think, well, or I used to think that emotions were just something that we felt and then they just evaporate. They go. No, feelings are recorded in our physical body. Yes. So we experience our emotions through our body and they are recorded in our bodies. Yes. And so the fear or the worry or the doubt that you have, yes, sometimes it becomes hard to move beyond them when you are just talking intellectually because you have not tended to your own body, and that was my own experience. Yes, so I would think something in my mind, but then my body would be in contrast, so I'd be feeling the fear in my body, whereas my mind or my heart like says this is the way that we should go, this is the way we should go. Yes. And then there is this reluctance in my body that's but we don't want to go there because we don't want to experience something that we don't know, right? And so for you, just write down three, start with three things that you can do to renew the trust in yourself again. Yes. And please reflect back on these as many times as you need. I can't tell you how much I reflect back on these, and I start to looking at the questions I asked myself back then and find out how much they helped me. And then take and then building on these things, because it's never one thing that you do. It's just continuing to build on these things that's going to get you to where you really want to go. Okay. All right, so that was our exercise and our episode for today. Please feel free. Well, first of all, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope that you found it useful. Also, please feel free to share it with someone you feel needs to hear this. And again, I'm going to tell you more and more and more about our webinar that's coming out in a few weeks from now. Feel free to share this episode and tag me, and I'll catch you up again in our next episode. Bye for now.